This is Ozarks at Large. While smiles are hidden behind masks at the grocery store, you may soon see the smile of a Fort Smith woman on a bag of chips as you walk down the snack aisle. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda tells us more.
Lay's is converting millions of potato chip bags to feature the smiles of 30 ordinary people doing extraordinary things in their communities. One of those smiles belongs to Charlotte Tidwell, founder and director of Antioch for Youth and Family, a Fort Smith-based nonprofit that serves food insecure residents.
Was shocked, Antoinette, absolutely shocked. Now, I have the history with the pantry to really deal with healthy food, right? So I said that to one of the interviewers. And so when I saw the two bags and saw that the first one was lightly salted, the second one was kettle jalapeno, I was at ease. Two healthy Lay's potato chips bag as I preach good nutrition. But I was shocked to be selected.
According to Lay's, more than 70 different bag designs were created using CGI technology after COVID-19 concerns prompted the cancellation of in-person production. Instead, participants were sent detailed instructions to capture self-portraits using their phones, and those photos were professionally enhanced and transferred onto the Lay's bags. For the third year in a row, the Smile with Lay's campaign will benefit Operation Smile, an international medical charity that provides access to safe surgical care to those who have cleft conditions. Up to $1 million in proceeds will benefit Operation Smile.
The reason for the bag to begin with is those children with cleft palates. And so when I saw the backstory, I was so very, very pleased. Because being in healthcare, I've seen that, you know, and know what that does to the self-esteem of children. So looking at the backstory, I'm really excited to see that that's what is going to happen to those children.
Ms. Tidwell was a nurse for years before she retired and began serving her community in other ways.
I retired from the hospital. And then I opened up two daycare centers, free to parents, single parents, sent them to the college here in Fort Smith, and I took care of their kids free. And then I was recruited to keep the daycare centers open. I was recruited then to Beverly Enterprises and started three divisions for them. So that funded the daycare centers.
In 1999, Tidwell founded Antioch for Youth and Families, which she says she did by standing on the shoulders of many people.
My mama drugged me to nursing homes. My mama drugged me around the community with us when anyone was sick. I was mentored by the nuns at St. John School, and I saw all the community service they did. So, you know, they drug me everywhere. And so it stuck.
According to Antioch's website, its food pantry provides more than 800,000 meals in a community where 1 in 5 people are food insecure. Its senior and veterans mobile pantries deliver food to low-income, elderly, disabled, and struggling families. Grocery shoppers can learn more about Antioch's work by using their smartphones to scan a QR code on the bag of chips displaying Ms. Tidwell's smile.
Everything we do is around healthy living, everything we do, around healthy living, promoting the skill and the talents of children. All of that is through a pantry, food pantry. We service elderly, 14 centers in Fort Smith that are primarily centers that are independent living. So we get food, nutritional food, into their homes. We also have the veterans that we take care of, and then just the general population.
Since the start of the pandemic, Tidwell says they've seen an increased need in the community.
At least a 33% increase. So with the arrival of COVID, what we also did was we go to the Martin Luther King Park once a week, and we averaged 3,000 individuals, households, with a drive-through program, drop-and-go program, where we placed the food into their vehicles, the trunks of their vehicles. So it has been a significant increase.
The next food distribution event is scheduled from 9 to 11 a.m. October 7th at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Fort Smith. More information about Charlotte Tidwell's organization, including how to donate, can be found at antiochyouthfamily.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.